This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. President Joe Biden met Pacific Island leaders for a second White House summit on Monday, part of a charm offensive aimed at curbing further inroads by China into a strategic region that Washington has long considered its own backyard. Before welcoming the island leaders gathered under the umbrella of the 18-nation Pacific Islands Forum, President Biden announced U.S. diplomatic recognition of two more Pacific Islands, the Cook Islands and Niue.
Not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
U.S. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez on Monday said he wasn't going anywhere after prosecutors charged him and his wife with taking bribes from three New Jersey businessmen, defying calls from some elected leaders in his own party to step down.
To those who have rushed to judgment, you have done so based on a limited set of facts framed by the prosecution to be as salacious as possible.
The latest probe is the third time Menendez has been under investigation by federal prosecutors, though he has never been convicted.
In other news, marking his first trip to Africa as Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin met Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed in Djibouti, then headed to Kenya's capital of Nairobi. Two soldiers from Bahrain were killed in an attack along the border between Yemen and Saudi Arabia, the Bahraini military said on Monday, highlighting persistent insecurity in the area. Russian airstrikes and shelling killed six people in Ukraine and caused significant damage to infrastructure at the Black Sea port of Odessa and to grain storage facilities as well. Thousands of ethnic Armenians. This is VOA News. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, saying they feared persecution and ethnic clearing. Among them was one woman with her baby.
We don't know what happens to us next. We don't know what the government has in store for us. There is not a single chance to go back. If there were chances, we would not leave in the first place. It is very dangerous there.
Desperate to leave, people were seen loading belongings into buses and trucks at the border with Armenia after Azerbaijan brought the breakaway region to heel by force a week earlier. After crossing the border, many of the refugees arrive in the town of Goris, where they are given shelter and food at hotels. France's decision to pull its troops out of Niger following a July coup in the West African country does not change U.S. posture in Niger, according to State Department spokesman Matthew Miller on Monday.
I will say that the secretary did meet on Friday with members of with ECOWAS member states to discuss the political crisis in Niger. We continue to call for the National Council for the Safeguarding of the Homeland to release President Bazoum and his family and all the other members of his government who have been unlawfully detained and to take steps to restore democracy in the country.
French President Emmanuel Macron said on Sunday that 1,500 troops would withdraw by the end of the year, dealing a huge blow to French influence and counterinsurgency operations in the Sahel region. Nigerian troops have rescued 10 hostages among dozens of people kidnapped from a university in northwestern Zamfara state after 2 days of fighting, military and community sources both told the news service AFP on Monday. Gunmen from criminal bandit gangs abducted more than 30 people on Friday, including at least 24 female students, in a raid around a university outside Gashua, the Zamfara state capital. The raid was the first mass kidnapping at a college since President Bola Tinubu came to power in May, promising to tackle insecurity in Nigeria, where kidnapped or ransom gangs have repeatedly hit schools as they did in this situation. I'm Scott Walterman.